二十三章。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 23.
你先来读。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verse 6 to 16. Found it, huh? Verse 6. On hearing this, Pilate asked if the man was a Galilean. When he learned that Jesus was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, oh, he was greatly pleased, because for a long time he had been wanting to see Jesus. From what he had heard about him, he hoped to see him perform some miracles. So he plied him with many questions, but Jesus gave him no answer. The chief priests and the teachers of the law were standing there, vehemently accusing him. And then Herod and his soldiers ridiculed and mocked him. Dressing him in an elegant robe, they sent him back to Pilate. That day, Herod and Pilate became friends. Before this, they had been enemies. Pilate called together chief priests and the rulers and the people and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was inciting the people to rebellion. Well, I have examined him in your presence and found no basis for the charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he has sent him back to us. As you can see, he has done nothing to deserve death. Therefore, I will punish him and then release him."
路加福音二十三章六节，比拉多听见就问，这人是加利利人吗？既晓得耶稣属西律所管，就把他送到西律那里去。那时西律正在耶路撒冷，西律看见耶稣就很欢喜，因为听见过他的事，久已想要见他，并且指望看他行一件神迹，于是问他许多的话，耶稣却一言不答。祭司长和文士都站着极力地告他，西律和他的兵丁就藐视耶稣，戏弄他，给他穿上华丽的衣服，把他送回比拉多那里。从前西律和比拉多彼此有仇，在那一天就成了朋友。比拉多起义了，祭司长和官府并百姓就对他们说，你们解这人到我这里说他是诱惑百姓的，看哪、啊、我也曾将你们告他的事在你们面前审问他，并没有查出他有什么罪来，就是西律也是如此，所以把他送回来，可见他没有做什么该死的事，故此我要责打他，把他释放了。我给今天这段经文取一个这样的一个题目，我怎么知道我知道。
I set a theme for this morning sermon, how do I know that I know?
为什么我要取这样的一个题目呢？
Why, do I put it this way?
你看看今天这一段经文记载耶稣当年他在被钉十字架的时候的那个过程。
The record show the going on when Jesus was led to his crucifixion.
就是这样子，经过 不久之后他们就定他的罪了。
And not long after this event, they nailed him on the cross.
你觉得你认为这样一个事情，这样一个你有什么感觉？你有什么感受？你有什么意见
？How do you feel and what do you think about such an incident?
而像这类的事情，不一定是离开我们很远的。
Things like that may not be far away from us.
可能你从报纸，可能你从这个网页上，你听到最近可能在一些国家发生一些事。好像就是这样子乱成一团，然后就这样子一些人死了。
You could have read about similar events in the newspaper or on the web about people who went through things like that and suddenly they just died. Yeah.
再讲我们最近我们新加坡国内自己一些事情。
And some events in the recently in Singapore.
你在谈白皮书吗
？So you're talking about the white paper?
我们长治会想要弄一份禧年堂的白皮书。
So the council in Jubilee also trying to come up with a white paper of the Jubilee Church.
那好，让大家有机会呢，稀里哗啦的讲一些话。
So that many people can talk about it.
我们真的是有打算要跟这个 YA 的人谈白皮书。
And we want to talk to the young adults, you know, about the white paper.
我在找机会找你们。
So I will find an opportunity to come and talk to you.
因为你们的年龄跟年纪是时候要想这么严重跟很认真的事情了。
Because it's about time at your age to seriously consider such a serious topic.
而更重要的是说，当我们信耶稣，白皮书这样的一个白皮书跟我们有什么关系
？And for us as believers of Christ, what is the impact of something like this, the white paper?
它关系太大了。
There are many, many important impact upon us.
我希望你自己稍微先想一想。
I hope that you will spend time thinking over it.
也希望因此你在这个这个青年事工的这些弟兄姐妹们，你们在这个听这个教导、听分享的时候，希望呢你会更加专注一点。
And people who are in the youth ministry, as you are listening to the debate and the sharings, that you will also pay attention to it.
也许你觉得好像老师教的那些东西跟你生活没有什么关系。
Because sometimes you think that, wow, what the teachers teach me doesn't seem very interesting.
也许你觉得。
Maybe you feel that way.
你说这些人会看到耶稣跟他有什么关系吗
？Would these people look at Jesus and feel that?Is it of any relevance to them?
他们真知道他们知道吗
Do they really know that they know?
我们今天真知道我们所知道的吗
Do we really understand what we are supposed to know?
我们怎么知道我们知道呢
How can we know that we know?
其实还有一个更重要的事情，我们知不知道我们不知道什么
More importantly, are we aware that we do not know what we do not know?
你发现到说两岁到三岁的到四岁的孩子是最难看的，最难看顾的。
You realize that children aged 2 to 4 are most difficult to take care of.
为什么呢
？Why is that so?
因为他们这里呢不发达。
Because they are not developed yet in their mind.
但是他们呢，这四肢开始呢很能够动。
But yet they're very excited with their limbs.
所以看到想跳就跳。
So when they want to jump, they just jump.
想要跑就跑。
They want to run, they will run.
想要冲就冲。
They will rush everywhere.
结果呢，不是这边一粒呢，那边哇卡。
So they will have a lot of so-called baluku everywhere.
因为他们不知道，他们不知道什么。
Because they do not know what they do not yet know.
那么他们以为没问题的。
And they think that this is of no problem.
结果父母亲不小心没有看住的时候就受伤。
And so out of neglect, sometimes then they might get hurt.
所以不知知道什么不知道是非常重要的。
So it's important for us to know what we do not know.
今天是强调说我知道很多很重要，对。
Today the emphasis is always about that I know so much, and that is not wrong.
当你把这些事情、把这些问题带到耶稣当年的这个场合的时候
，But when you bring all these questions back to this event that's happening in Jesus,
这里有各色各样的人反映了这一件事情。
There are many people here who are reflecting or responding to this event.
那么我们一个一个来看。
And we shall look at them one at a time.
比拉多看到耶稣的时候
，When Pilate saw Jesus,
他问说：“这个人是加利利人吗
？”His question was, "Is this a Galilean?"
为什么他会问这个问题呢
？Why did he ask this question?
因为他自己有一些背景，有一些想法。
Because he comes with some preconceived background.
那你要明白，他问这一句话，你真的是要做很多的 background study。
And you need to know the background study behind why he asked this question.
那么这些都是知识。
And all these are information.
但是这些知识很重要。
But this information or this knowledge is important.
很多的知识最后只帮助你稍微明白为什么比拉多看到耶稣问说他是加利利人吗
？A lot of knowledge or information will help you to understand why Pilate asked Jesus this question. Are you a Galilean?
知识很重要的。
The knowledge is very important.
这里要牵涉到多少的考古学家、历史学家，还有这一些专家去读那一些文献，跟重新去检验这些资料是不是对的。
It requires so many scholars, the archaeologists, the historians, and so on, the scribes, to authenticate what they found.
比拉多是当时一个罗马的官。
Pilate is the governor of Rome.
那么当时。在这个犹太人被罗马人管。
So at the time, the Jewish people were under the governance of the Romans.
主耶稣诞生前的63年。
About 63 years prior to Jesus' birth.
罗马人那时候呢，掌握了这个权力，成为那时候这个地中海，欧洲那一带的这个强国。
Rome or the Romans rule over the Mediterranean area.
他们从希腊亚历山大的手中。得到这个的大帝国。
They took over, they overturned the Greek power and they took over the kingdom.
那么就在他们跟这个犹太人接触的过程当中
，So in the interaction with the Jews,
比拉多也有一这样的经验。
Pilate had some experience too.
这个在罗马人的历史里面有记载。
And this is found in the records of the Romans.
在圣经里面没有。
You may not find it in the Bible.
他们发现到说犹太人这一些人很特别。
They find that the Jewish people were very unique.
就是他们可以为做他们宗教信仰的事情，连命都可以不要。
For the sake of their religious fervor, they could they do not take their life.
那么他们可以怎么样都 跟你反到底，跟你对抗到底。
They could sacrifice their life and rebel against you.
你知道罗马的军队是非常出名的，是非常厉害的。
You should know that the Roman soldiers are very powerful.
都镇压不下来。
And even them, the Roman soldiers could not put down their rebellion.
所以在主耶稣诞生前
，So prior to Jesus' birth.
罗马曾经来到一个这样的一个了解。
They came to an understanding among the Rome.
就是他们怎么样统治犹太人呢
？How should they conquer the Jewish people?
他们不直接管他们。
Not directly ruling over them.
他们用他们当中一个人管他们，这个叫做希律王。
But then to take someone amongst them to rule over them, and that person is King Herod.
那么这个希律王这时候，这个不是耶稣出世的时候那一个，那个是老希律，这个是他的孩子。
This Herod is not the Herod that was at the birth of Jesus. That was the father.
那么罗马人呢，就派这个一个官呢，间接的来管理他们。
And so Rome will send their own Roman governors to supervise them indirectly.
然后罗马政府有一个这样的一个对犹太人有一个这样的政策。
And so the Roman governor has a certain policy amongst them.
就是关于犹太人的宗教的事情。
Everything regarding the religious things about the Jewish people,
让他们照着他们的去做。
Let them do as they want.
我们不要再干涉。
We will not interfere.
也不要再压制。
And nor will we put down.
因为在过去一些经验里面没办法的，他们死都呢不会跟你妥协的。
Because in their experience, the past experience, you realize that the Jewish people will not compromise in this religious matter.
他们甚至愿意牺牲流血。
They're willing to sacrifice life and blood for it.
耶稣是一个宗教上的一个问题。
So Jesus was a problem, a religious problem.
而比拉多有一些经验碰到这个撞到墙啊，我们说。
And so, Pilate had some past experience that he encountered this kind of religious.
所以他其实是不想处理耶稣的。
So he didn't want to be involved in this.
然后问这个人是加利利人吗
？So he just asked, is he a Galilean?
那加利利是。以色列人的那个地方的北部。
Galilee is a place in the north of Jerusalem.
那么这个北部呢的地方，在主耶稣诞生前七百多年呢，就是以色列的以色列国。
And that area, in Galilee, about prior to Jesus' time, was what is called the kingdom of Israel.
他们那时候已经分裂，所罗门时候国家分裂成北国、南国。
During the time of Solomon, the kingdom was divided into the North Kingdom, Northern Kingdom, and the Southern Kingdom.
那么长久以来呢，那一部分呢是一个很特别的一种情况。
So that region is very unique, have a certain kind of circumstances.
那么希律呢被派管那样的一个地方。
And Herod was sent to govern over the Northern Kingdom.
那他希望呢，这个麻烦的是。把它推给别人。
And so Pilate said, "This is such a troubling matter. I should just push it away to someone else."
各位，当我们读这个耶稣的事情的时候
，And so friends, as we read about what's happening to Jesus,
耶稣的事情不是发生在教会里面。
What happened to Jesus is not something that happened in the church.
它发生在2000年前的那个历史。
It happened 2000 years ago in history.
然后它牵涉到当时的罗马帝国。
And it was connected to the Roman kingdom.
也牵涉到犹太人的宗教上的跟政治上的问题。
And also related to the social religious matters of the Jewish people.
然后每个人带着每个人的资料。
And so everyone bring with them their own information.
来对耶稣做反应。
And to respond to this person, Jesus.
就像今天我们每个人，我们脑袋都不是空空的。
Just like everyone of us, our brain it doesn't come empty.
你不要随便说。我是一个很客观的人。
So please do not say I'm a very objective person.
不可能的。
It's not possible.
Michael Polanyi 跟我们说 ，Every knowledge is personal knowledge. There's no such thing as objective knowledge. 啊，这个是英国一个很出名的一个科学哲学家讲的一个话。没有所谓客观的这个知识，每一个知识都是有那一个主观的那一个成分在里面。
So every knowledge comes with a subjective factor.
然后你就看到说，这些人就带着自己预先有的来看耶稣。
And so you realize that these people came with their own preconceived ideas about Jesus.
那么我们先来看希律。
And now we look at Herod.
希律管加利利。
Herod was in charge of Galilee.
那么那个是他的地方。
And that's his territory.
那么耶稣呢，也是大半生的时间都在加利利。
And Jesus spent much of his life in that area.
然后这里说 他已经听过很多关于耶稣的事。
And here it says, Herod said, "Oh, I've heard much about Jesus."
然后他看到他也很喜欢。
And he was very pleased to see Jesus.
然后他也有点好奇。
Very curious.
像我们很多人这样。
Just like many of us.
我们已经从这个网上面知道很多的一些资讯，知道哦这哎呀，今天光耀要讲这哦，我知道了啦。
It's like, oh wow, we've accumulated so much information over the website. I said, huh, Pastor Daniel's going to preach on that. We know all about that already.
甚至我们的这个。那个上网应该是崇拜时间没有关掉对吗？凤林长老， well, 我们的 router 有关掉吗？
So the, 啊， still,
所以
still on,
你手上有 iPhone、iPad 还可以当场 check 一下，哎，这个讲的是不对的故事的。
So some of you could be, you know, hardworkingly checking whether what we preach is correct.
现在是知识是这么的方便。
It's so convenient to have or gain information now.
做你们的老师是很辛苦的，你知道吗
？It's difficult to be your teacher.
但是我告诉你，我这个人还是坚持要有老师的。我等一下告诉你为什么。
Reverend Tan, he insists that it is necessary to have teachers.
别以为你可以上网自己找资料，你就真的懂了。
Don't think that just because you can find knowledge through the web that you will know.
这些人都带着很多知识跟资料。
These people they come with a lot of information, a lot of knowledge.
希利说他听说很多耶稣的事。
Herod said, I've heard so much about Jesus.
然后他见到耶稣 他只想做什么呢
Yet when he sees Jesus, there's only one thing he wants to do.
他是希望说耶稣也能够做一两件神迹给他看看。
He hopes that Jesus can just, you know, perform a few miracles for him.
那么他也没有什么兴趣了。
And then after that, he will be not interested anymore.
你会不会觉得很有趣
Don't you find that so amusing?
你今天常常在教会、布道会的听到好像神迹是 big deal 这样。
Likewise today, when we attend all these mass,Evangelistic meetings, it seems that miracles are the biggest thing.
那好像有神迹，你就要信了。
Apparently, if you have miracles, then you have to believe.
那你我们说，我们这在这科学的时代，我们这些人怎么可以信这种东西
？But you say we're in the era of science. How can we believe in such things?
应该是以前那种没有科学头脑的人才是这样的。
It should belong to people who are unscientific, who are superstitious in the past.
这个是你以为的。
This is what you assume.
请你再看一下希律。
Let's look again at Herod.
他是真的希望耶稣展一下神迹去信耶稣吗
？Is it that he wanted to believe or he wanted to see Jesus perform miracles in order to believe Jesus？
不
，No, it's not that.
他只是好奇。
He was just curious.
他们对神迹反正不觉得怎么样，神迹是神迹都会有的。
Miracles did not matter very much to them. They see it most of the time.
他也有他信了的神，他已经信了的有他信的神了。
He also had the God that he believed in.
还有。犹太人已经相信上帝的。
And the Jewish people already believe in God.
耶稣不是来行神迹，叫他们相信他是神。
So Jesus is not here to perform miracles in order for them to believe.
是我们误会了这样的一个福音书讲神迹的目的跟意义。
We have misunderstood the purpose in the Gospels when they talk about miracles.
你看到说希律只是好奇好奇，看看你还有什么东西。
See, Herod here is just very curious to see what else can you do.
其实你不觉得我们不是这样吗
？Don't you think that we are like that too？
今天可能你都已经在这里了。
Perhaps you already seated here。
或者你的朋友怎么样都要邀请你来教会。
Or maybe your friends have invited you。
耶稣啊。
You say, huh, Jesus？
不错，听说是很有趣的一个人。
Yes, I heard about him, a very interesting man。
但如果我能够看到一些什么，也不错啦。
If I could witness something spectacular, then it's not so bad.
我们何尝不是这样子
？Aren't we like that too?
所以，如果当时是我们在场的时候
，So if we were present at that time,
我们像比拉多、像希律也是很自然的。
Perhaps we would, you know, react like Pilate, like Herod.
我们不知道想要去知道什么。
We do not know what we ought to know.
但是我们已经知道一些我们知道的。
Yet we know something that.We should know.
然后我们用我们所知道的，我们去对着这一个呢，它应该是那样啦。
And then based on what little we know, we look at the event and we think it should be interpreted this way.
然后你看耶稣的反应是什么
？And then you look at Jesus' response.
他一句话都不说。
It says here, Jesus make no answer.
Is it silence golden? 沉默就是金吗？是不是因为这样呢？
Is it, you know, the rationale of silence is golden, therefore Jesus is silent?
为什么耶稣不要像今天我们这样
？Why did Jesus not behave like us today?
今天我们怎么样呢
？How do we behave today?
我每个人啊，这样讲我，
So we react.
即刻就发过去了。
Immediate response, and we send
email. Long essay, long SMS.
A long words, you know, to refute.
然后那个客鸟又再打回来。
And then the respondent likewise say the same thing.
可能现在有人已经在跟一些人争论了。
Some people amongst us are already doing the, some conflict, you know, and sending these kind of things.
有弟兄姐妹告诉我。
So brothers and sisters have reflected to Reverend Tan before.
真的在崇拜的时候。
Yes, during the worship time.
他突然间收到一个短讯。
And someone received an SMS.
非常搅扰他。
And he was very troubled by it.
然后他就 respond.
And he responded to that SMS.
然后对方再 respond.
And then the person came back again.
然后对方的对方再 respond, 因为有 CC 给其他人。
And then other people started to respond to that email.
最后弄到大家乱成一团。
And then everyone got into it and became very engrossed in it.
耶稣却采取一句话都不说。
But Jesus' action wasn't to speak nothing.
我请你不要误会，说今天 application 就是 silence golden 啊，我没有这样讲。
Please do not apply this and say this is an application for today means keep quiet and silence is golden.
我没有这样讲。
Reverend Tan said I did not say this.
我们继续再看下去。
Let us continue to look on.
然后我们接下来看，再看下去，看到另外一些人。
And then we see some other people involved.
那些宗教领袖呢，就一直在旁边，一直要告耶稣。
And these were the religious leaders around them, and they just wanted to accuse Jesus and charge him.
各位弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
尤其是基督徒
，Christians，
不要每一次读到福音书的时候，看到宗教领袖法利赛人就骂他们。
When you read about religious leaders, Pharisees, well, please do not immediately scold them.
不要就向他们吐口水。
Do not spit at them.
如果你做一些研究的话
，if you were to research on them。
你就能够明白为什么他们会这样。
You may understand why they behave this way.
然后我们就会提醒我们自己。
And then we will remind ourselves.
我们可以知道很多。
We can know a lot.
但是我们可以就一些有一些知道不知道。
But there are some things that we may not know.
或者是我们知道的很多。
Or we may know a lot.
但是我们整个角度不一样。
Yeah, because perspective is wrong.
那个整个知道的呢，可以完全带给我们一个很可怕的一个结果。
And then the whole piece of knowledge that you have can lead to another conclusion.
我希望我们看到这样的时候，更加提醒今天我们活在一个知识爆炸的这样一个时代的人，我们怎么样处理知识、处理资料。
And so when we look at something like that, let us remind ourselves how, as we live in an information explosive kind of society today, how we should deal with information we have.
你不觉得每天都被很多的资料来冲击你的头脑吗？
Don't you feel that you're really bombarded by lots of information every day?
然后每个都要吸引你的注意力，对吗？
And all of them want to attract your attention.
所以这边就碰，那边就然后尽量 要你去注意它。
And so very aggressively they try to grab your attention.
你发现到说你需要做一个决定。
And you realize that you need to make a decision or discernment.
然后你需要做一个分辨。
And you need to discern.
你有没有问过说 how 怎么办？
And then you ask yourself, how should I discern?
你没有问过说你足够这个能力吗？
Have you asked yourself, do I have the ability to discern?
谁可以帮你呢？
Who can help me to discern?
通常我们都去问我们的朋友。
Most of the time we ask our friends.
所以呢，就有这个所谓死党的结论。
So there are this conclusion from your good friends or your peers, buddies.
或者就是大家既然都这样，我就跟着这样子。
Or since everyone is in consensus with this, I will just follow.
然后你们又不大愿意说父母亲管太多。
And most of you do not like to be ruled by your parents.
又也不愿意老师呢指指点点。
And do not like your teachers to stand behind you.
我要做的决定。
I want to make my own decision.
我应该够年纪够大了，应该由我决定，不是由你决定。
I am old enough to make decision. I don't need you to make decision for me.
这个没有错。
This is not wrong.
我每一个人长大，我们都要学习自己做决定。
As we grow, we need to learn how to make decisions for ourselves.
我真的不希望你什么事情都说问我妈妈说。
I also don't like you to, you know, don't wish to see you that everything I ask you, you say please ask my mom.
我也希望妈妈爸爸在孩子成长恰当的时候给他们开始做决定。
And I would like to see parents giving more decision making to their children.
是不是小孩不笨还是什么？我忘记了。还记得他拿红包的时候，他妈妈说我收。
And so in the show, there was this kid, you know, he was given an ang bao, and the mother said, I will keep that. Yeah.
然后我说什么时候给你？
Then the child asks, when do I give you?
五十五岁的时候。
Oh, when you're 55, I'll give it back to you. Wow.
我想我们不是到这样的一个地步。
No, we should not behave like that.
但是另外我们要问我们自己。
Yet we must ask ourselves.
我记得有一个很资深的一个长老。
There was a very senior elder.
别间教会的。
From another church.
他们有一次。在讨论一些事情
and as they were discussing a matter,
然后也一些的这个争论
and there were some, dispute.
然后有另外一方就说不管怎么样我们不要像过去这样我们一定要这样
and there was one side to say that no matter what happened we will not do what we did in the past we will do it this way
我们应该要有一个很大的改革
we must have a great transformation and a change
那个长老经过他们很长的一段的讨论辩论之后
and after a very long debate,
他问对方一句话
This elder, he asked, this person one question
他用英文讲的
In English
Are you ready? 你准备好了如果你觉得你准备好了 Okay, fine, go ahead
If you seriously think that you are ready, then go ahead
当我们要争取我们的权利，争取我们要做主，我们要我要决定，我不要再由你来替我决定的时候
，When we want to say, when we say we want to make our own decisions and not based on your decision，
我们要问我们自己
，We must ask ourselves，
Am I ready？
我准备好了吗？
我够这个能力吗
？Do I have the ability？
我想这个是很公平的
，This is only fair。
你知道什么叫做民主吗
？Do you know what's democratic？
台湾的一个政治评论、分析家，这个南方朔讲民主就叫做自作自受。
So there was a Taiwan political observer. He says democracy means you reap what you sow.
因为你要做决定吗
？Okay,
你那是你做决定，你肯为你做的决定的一切的后果，你愿意负责吗
？You want to make your own decisions? Then are you willing to undertake the consequence？
还是你只想做决定，但是后果你不想面对。
Or you only want to make decisions, but you don't want to take care of the consequence.
甚至你把那个后果成为别人的痛苦。
Or worse, you leave that consequence to somebody else's who has to bear your pain.
今天我们讲权力跟责任是要一起讲的。
Today we may talk about power, we must also talk about responsibility.
I have the right.
I have the right, yeah.
But responsible. Responsibility. 这样的话是没问题的。
Such statement is correct.
你要做决定，你也同时愿意承担后果。
You want to make the decision, then you must be willing to take up the responsibility.
一个成熟的一个跟一个负责任的社会的人民应该是这样的。
A mature society and a mature people should think like that.
而不是只是发牢骚，不是只是发怨言，不是只是批评而已。
And not just merely giving a lot of grumblings and criticisms.
因为当你没有真正负起这样的一个责任的时候
，Because when you do not seriously undertake the responsibility,
你发现到你会做错决定的。
You realize that you may make the wrong decision.
这些祭司长跟这些宗教领袖
，So all these scribes and chief priests,
他们完全就只有在他们的角度跟他们的范围里面
，So they were trapped in their own perspective and anger.
而更可惜的就是因为耶稣。冲到他们的这个利害关系。
And also sadly, because for Jesus, there is a conflict of interest with them.
比拉多说：“你们因为妒忌他，才把他交给我的。”
Pilate says, "You guys are jealous about him, that's why you bring him to me."
然后他把祭司长跟宗教把他变成一个政治问题。
And yet, the chief priests and the teachers they politicize this issue.
然后用政治呢来对付他。
And they charge Jesus with political reasons.
而耶稣就是在这样子成为受害者。
And it is under this background that Jesus became the victim.
然后比拉多一直讲说他没有错，我查出来他没有错。
Pilate kept insisting, I cannot find anything wrong with this man.
作为罗马的官，比拉多在这方面是尽了责任的。
So as a Roman governor, he has done his part, his responsibility.
就是这个人到底有没有错？
Regarding whether this man has performed has any crime,
在当时罗马法来讲呢
？Under the Roman rule,
根据你们犹太人的问题呢
？That is your Jewish people's problem.
但是他们说不，这个人呢，他煽动百姓。
But they refuse to take that. They say no, this man he was inciting the people to rebellion.
这是一个很严重的罪。
This is a very serious charge.
就是说他在挑战罗马皇帝的地位。
And saying that this person is challenging the rule of the Roman governor.
各位，你看到说，当人对另外一个人产生那种妒忌跟排斥的时候，他可以用尽这样的一个方法除掉他。
So when a person is has a misunderstanding with another person to the extent they could use such underhand ways to get rid of that person.
但是其实这些宗教领袖是最有犹太人的宗教的知识的。
But actually, these chief priests and the scribes they had the most information on the Jewish.
而耶稣出现呢，就是跟犹太人的宗教的事情最有直接关系的。
And Jesus' appearance has the most relevance with the Jewish people.
是首先是关系到犹太人的事情的。
It's regarding the Jewish people.
你只要看一下这个22章，就是23章前面一点点。22章这个68节，我问你们，你们也不回答。从今以后，人只要坐在神全能的右边，然后特别是70节，他们都说这样，你是神的儿子吗？耶稣说，你们所说的是。那他们说，何必再用见证？他亲口说，我们可以亲自听见的，这个就可以告他。
And so look at this event in verse 68, in chapter 22. They ask, when Jesus says, from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of God. And then they ask, are you the Son of God? And he replied, you are right in saying I am. And then they said, wow, why do we need to any more testimony? We have heard it from his own lips. And this alone we can charge you.
这一段对话其实对罗马人来讲，他们听不懂在讲什么。
This dialogue in the ears of the Roman people, they will not understand what it means.
但是如果被歪曲的时候呢，就变成很严重的问题。
But if you twist it, it can be a very serious matter.
但是这句话对犹太人是很重要。
But this words, this dialogue is very important to the Jewish people.
所以耶稣到底对犹太人是什么一回事？
So what is Jesus to the Jewish people?
他就是上帝一直对犹太人讲的，我要给你们的。一位很特别的人物。
He is that person that God has been telling them that I'm giving you someone very significant.
但是宗教领袖说不，你不是。
But the religious leaders they reject and say no, you are not that one.
因为你跟我们所想象的不一样。
Because you are very different from what we imagine.
我们对这件事，我们有我们的看法。
We have our preconceived idea about what this person should be.
跟你说的不一样。
It's very different from what you are presenting.
然后你一直说是。
And you keep insisting that you are.
然后你呢，还威胁到我们。
And all the more you threaten us.
我们要干掉你。
Then we must get rid of you.
那么这个上帝的儿子这样一件事情。
So this thing about the Son of God, Son of Man.
在罗马人也有这样的一个这个观念。
The Romans also had this perspective.
但是跟犹太人的完全的不同的。
But the concept is very different from the Jewish people.
这些宗教领袖就扭曲这个呢，说他说是你们那一种的。
And so the Jewish people they twisted Jesus' words and say what he said is what the Romans talk about.
凯撒是上帝的儿子。
According to them, Caesar is the son of God.
现在他说他也是。
And now we see Jesus says that he's the son of God.
他等于对着干。
He's actually saying that he's going to take away get rid of Caesar.
你们要对付他。
Then you must get rid of this man.
是这样子的来玩弄这样的一个误解跟这样的一个误会。
So that's how they manipulated this misunderstanding.
但是大家都以为我们所掌握的、我们知道的就是了。
But everyone think that what we have, the information we have is.
没有一个人要重新好好再对着耶稣说，到底他是谁
？Nobody came seriously before Jesus and asked, who exactly are you?
而耶稣这个时候也不再讲话了。
And Jesus.Refuse to say anything else.
我们感谢上帝。
And we thank God for this.
耶稣这个时候不再讲话。
Jesus said nothing else.
如果耶稣这时候再讲一大堆的话
，If he were to say many other things,
我们就很乱。
Again, we will be thrown in a disarray.
你要选择在什么时候你不再反应
？To choose when you do not respond anymore.
跟什么时候你看了一个短讯你反应
？Or when you actually respond when you read the SMS?
耶稣不讲话。
Here it says Jesus make no answer.
然后我们来看说，应当要怎么样才能够真正知道耶稣的事情
？How then we shall look? How then should we really know concerning Jesus?
路加写路加福音的时候，他开始有这样说。我们翻到路加福音第一章。
Luke, when he first wrote the book, he says these things. Luke chapter one.
这个第三节、第四节，第一章。
Verse 3 and 4. Oh, therefore, since I myself had carefully investigated everything from the beginning, it seemed good also to me to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Euphilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught.
所以你会知道所学的道是确实的。
So that you may know with certainty what you have been taught.
那么怎么样知道呢？
How then to know?
知道些什么呢？
Know about what?
是这一切。
It's concerning all these things.
那么什么人是这样子知道耶稣的？
And who are these people who know Jesus through this manner?
在路加福音里面，我们看到路加的妈，耶稣的妈妈。
And we in the Gospel of Luke, we read that first is a mother of Jesus, Mary.
就在第一章29节。
Chapter 1, verse 29.
当这个天使来向他报佳音显现的时候，
When the angel appeared to Mary.
玛利亚没有像我们今天说，哇，有vision，哇，就很吃惊，然后就好像是什么都解决了。
So Mary wasn't so overwhelmed and think that all her problems would be solved after seeing the miracle.
她反而呢，29节说她很惊慌，不过反复思想，这样问安是什么意思？
Instead, it says that Mary was actually greatly troubled, and she kept on reflecting or meditating on what these words mean.
然后耶稣长大到少年的时候，
and when Jesus was a young man,
又是一些很独特的事情发生了。
There were also some very strange things that took place.
玛利亚什么反应呢？
And how did Mary respond?
第二章51节最后一句话说， 她母亲把这一切的事都存在心里。
It says in the last verse of chapter 2, it says that well, his mother put all these things in her heart.
然后整个福音书，
and then the whole gospel account
告诉你耶稣自己讲很多话，
tells you a lot of things that Jesus has said.
他也做很多事，
many things that he has done.
他做，他说，
he has done something and he spoke about these things.
就是他在告诉你，
he is trying to tell you.
他在提供你资料，
to grant you that information.
他让你透过这些，
and through his actions.
然后他每次问他的门徒， 你们说我是谁？
And he keeps asking his disciples, who do you say I am?
这个叫做知道。
So this is about knowing.
就是针对向你显示的，你针对他去了解， 这叫做知道。
Towards the one who revealed to you and you respond to him what you know.
这也叫做相信。
And this is also what it means to believe.
很可惜在教会里面把信心讲成就是不需要有理性，不需要有分析，不需要有什么，就主要就是一种心去信。
Unfortunately, sometimes in church circles, we think that faith means something that's blind faith, as if you don't need to think.
那么很多人还引用说这个是提克格的提克果。
And some say this is from the Kierkegaard.
The leap of faith.
The leap of faith.
这个是完全误解提克格。
You have misunderstood Kierkegaard.
信 是因着对方有一个使到你去信。
Faith is because of someone who's there, the subject or the object who allows you to place your faith in.
所以耶稣要说的要做的已经做了。
So Jesus has said all he needs to say and done all he needs to do.
他很多在加利利做。
Much of the things were performed in Galilee.
希律应该是可以好好去了解的。
Herod should be able to understand many things.
他也听了一些。
And he has heard many things too.
但是他没有兴趣。
But he is not interested.
这个跟我什么关系？
He said, what is of relevance to me?
今天，
so today,
耶稣如果跟我个人想要的东西没有关系， 我也没有什么兴趣要知道耶稣。
So today, if perhaps in Jesus in our midst and we feel that Jesus has nothing personally related to me, then I may not be interested also.
今天我们有很多资料，很多东西我们知道。
Today, we also have much information that we can gain.
其实很多时候我们只选择那些我们想要的跟对我们有所谓 relevant 的。
Actually, most of the time, we just choose those things that we feel are relevant to us.
但是你有没有想过一个问题？
But have you ever considered this?
你以为可能所有可能那些所谓跟你没关的真的是没关吗？
Do you really think that those things that are not relevant to you are not important?
到有一天你发觉到事情没有这么简单。
One day you realize that things are not so simplistic.
你今天你看到说， 这些人就这样子对待耶稣。
You see these people, that's how they treat Jesus.
然后外面还有很多人在那边喊。
And there were many people around making shouting and noises.
我觉得这些人是最可怜。
I think those people were most pathetic.
不知道谁在那边煽动他们。
Don't know who has incited them.
也不知道谁用他们的那一种不够的判断力呢，去利用他们。
And who manipulated and used their lack of judgment.
然后喊说把他钉十字架。
And they shouted, "Ah, crucify him, crucify him."
然后比拉多说他没有罪啊。
And Pilate said, "Hey, but he is he's innocent."
我放他吧。
I should let him go.
我说不要，你放另外一个强盗，我们宁愿另外一个强盗。
No, we don't want. We just let another a robber go.
然后耶稣就这样被钉死。
And it is under such circumstances that Jesus was crucified.
事情是这样。
And that's how things happen.
这叫做受难节。
And this is what we say the Easter, not Easter, it's the Passion.
事情过程就是这样。
And that's how the things took place.
那你说 ，What is this? 这怎么搞的？
Yeah.
怎么乱成这个样子
？How could it be so messy?
你说 nonsense, 荒谬。你说这个简直是离谱。
Ridiculous.
罪就是这样子。
This is sin.
Irrational. 就是这样。
That's how it is.
就是这样子把耶稣钉死了。
That is how they crucified Jesus.
而耶稣竟然一句话都不说。
And Jesus made no answer.
因为他要说的他说了。
Because he has said all that he needs to say.
他要做的他做了。
He's done everything that he needs to do.
你要不要重新再看过一遍他到底是怎么一回事？
Would you want to look through everything again and see what it is?
而到最后才做一个判断说到底耶稣是谁对我来说。
And after that, only that, then you make a decision and decide who is Jesus to me.
还是你不知不觉你已经是比拉多了。
Or have you already put yourself unconsciously into the shoes of Pilate?
也许你是希律。
Or Herod.
或者你已经是宗教领袖了。
Or one of the religious leaders.
或者是那一群被利用、被煽动的群众。
Or one amongst the crowd who were incited.
今天我们每个人都希望说 ，I make my own decision.
We all want to make our own choice.
我们每个人要做我自己的决定。
I want to make my own decision.
我的决定是最好的。
And my decision is the best.
你怎么知道呢
？How do you know?
希望这个受难节，你找到答案。
I hope during this Easter time, this Easter season, Lent.You find your answer.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你，感谢你一直不断向我们说话。你不是一个让我们去猜测的上帝，你也不是一个让我们心里面怎么样想就怎么想的上帝。你是一个会说话，你是一个会表达，你是更是一个以肉身真真实实的来反映你自己，来表达你自己。你甚至跟我们一样做人，来感受我们所感受、经验我们所经验的上帝。主啊，你这个时候，你光照我们，再一次使我们知道你是那么刻意的来亲近我们、来靠近我们、来使我们真的是可以认识你的。因着认识你，我们的生命我们不再一样。我们感谢你的爱子，该说的他说，该做的他做，不说的时候不说，怎么样也不说。以及今天我们能够透过这些见证，透过这些资料，再一次真真实实的能够知道到底是怎么一回事。我们向你感谢，也感谢历世历代的这个信徒们，特别是这些使徒们、这些门徒们，以及教会当中过去忠心坚证主耶稣基督的，我们为着这一切向你感谢，也求你使我们能够接过这个棒，我们今天照就在人的面前来见证跟传扬这样的一位耶稣基督。我们求你引导我们，正如你已经与我们同在一样。感谢祈求奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。我们先以感恩的心来奉献。